I am. This is a test. A test on my Alpha Echo 8 in November.
388EZF, statewide 1.
KACK, your mobile. MI-51, statewide 1. N8KB is mobile. KD8BPL from N8KBP. Paul, are you around? KC8KJO from ND. Tom, are you driving yet?
KD8DLP monitoring.
N9KOP from W8COP.
KD8DLP.
Yeah, KD8DLP. Good afternoon, W8COP.
Good afternoon. How you doing?
Well, we're doing pretty good. Didn't get much snow overnight, so I don't have to go out and play around with it, so that's a good thing.
Yeah, when I woke up this morning and went out, my lawn was covered, and now everything's there.
Yeah, we had about 6 inches of snow here. I'm near Rose City up Ogama County, east of Hope Lake, and we had 6 inches that pretty much all melted, and now we've got just enough to make the grass green, or I should say the grass white.
Yeah, I'm down by Grand Haven, Hallandale area, so we're down to brown grass now.
Yeah. Well, I know to the west of us tonight, northwest and west of us, and of course north, they're really supposed to start getting a lot of snow, so I'm in the northwest corner of the county, and we're kind of right on the edge for the lake effect. Sometimes we get it, sometimes we don't. It won't hurt my feelings a bit if we don't get it.
Yeah, well, no, I don't drive any snow, and don't like driving at night anymore. So I'm a retired law enforcement. I was laughing at my wife. I said, geez, I could come and have to take my driver's license away from me. You know, driving at night, I hate it.
Well, I don't care to drive at night either, although tonight our local ham club, we have our Christmas party, so we'll be going there in the daylight, but we'll be coming home in the dark. So, and like you, I'm retired Leo as well, so. I've been retired for 19 years, and my goal is to reach being retired for 25 and be retired longer than I worked.
Yeah, I'm I retired in 2005, so I did 31 years.
Well, that's interesting. That's the same year I retired, was 05. I was with a department outside of Detroit, a little downriver community called Melvindale. Did 25 there, and then moved up here and did another 5 years as 911 director in Aranac County. So got about 30 altogether, and don't miss it a bit.
Oh, I kind of miss it. Although law enforcement today is a lot more dangerous than when, you know, I was in it. So, but every once in a while, I miss it. I worked the crime lab. I was a crime lab tech for a while, and I miss that part of it. So,
yeah. Well, I agree with you. I couldn't do the job today. I would have. I had to do the job today, I'd probably, with cameras and everything, I'd probably be fired and in jail pretty quick. Things aren't what they used to be, for sure.
Yeah, I know. Down this way, in Ottawa County, they don't even carry nightsticks anymore. I go, you got to be kidding me. I mean, good old Hickory nightstick, man. You know, your mouth's off, you got nightsticks. But yeah, me too. I'd be fired and in jail also. Oh, not like we used to be able to do things.
Well, I think that a lot of the changes are probably for the better. Not everything, but put it this way: I never hit anybody that didn't hit me first. So I think you probably appreciate that. But yeah, I feel sorry for the law enforcement out there today. They got it coming from all sides. Damned if you do, damned if you don't. Can't do anything right. I know. I some of the videos I've watched, I've never encountered anything in my career anywhere close to that. So, but yeah, it like I say, I don't miss it, and hopefully with the change in administrations here coming up in January, hopefully things will turn around a little bit. WACOP.
KDACOP. Yep. I think you're going to see some major changes when Patel gets in there and really starts cleaning house. People are running scared right now, and they're going to try and block old Trump as much as they can, but I don't think it's going to work.
Well, there's no doubt that a lot of those agencies definitely need an overhaul. And, the hard thing is going to be getting people to change the way they think about things. And that's the problem. I think the generations behind us are don't look at things the way we do. So that's going to be a battle no matter what. But anyway, good talking with you. And I'm going to clear out of here, trying to get a hold of Cameron and a couple things I got to discuss with him. So. You guys stay safe over there on the west side, and I'll say 7-3 for now. WACOP.
Okay. Have a good day. Have a good Christmas. Yep, I'm pulling into Meyer, so take care. KDACOP.
N-A-K-P-P. KCKGO. KCKGO. KDACOP monitoring.
KDACOP mobile monitoring.